Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And I'm very excited to be here with my co-host, Mr. Dan Calloway, and our very, very special guest, Mr. William Wiley, candidate for Riviera Beach City Council District 5. I am still thoroughly convinced, after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us, in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And with those thoughts in mind, I've started reading from our history of the city from the Riviera Beach Moments with Deborah Hall McCollum, just a few words of inspiration and a little bit about our history as we continue to talk about our wonderful city, and as we bring on to talk about their history in the city, their experience with the city, and what's possible for our city. We talked about in the beginning, and we talked about how that in 1919, Charles allowed the Florida East Coast Railroad to use some of his property to construct a loading dock in the shipment of fish. And in the 1920s, Riviera Beach was a major source for shipping fish on the east coast of Florida. There were three fish houses in Riviera Beach: Rico and Sons, Richardson's, and Riviera Beach Fish Company. There were nearly 100 fishing families in Riviera Beach in 1920. And we're talking about Charles Newcomb, that in 1900s gave land to the city for this purpose. And so with those thoughts, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Dan Calloway as we interview our special guest. But just a few moments of the history of the city, just to talk about how it doesn't matter where you are, there's no place like home. And for many of us, Riviera Beach is our home, and just we want to share a little bit of that with you. Mr. Calloway, back to you.
Thank you very much. And once again, we are just so proud of you, because we wouldn't have this show if you hadn't came up with this idea over a year ago. And I'm just proud to be a part of it, to share my experience with the guests we bring in and relate to them what happened. I was born here 84 years ago, so I know a little bit about Riviera and Palm Beach County. Welcome, Willie. All the Wiley family, the old man is doing well. I've known your family before you ever thought about being born. And it's a pleasure to be here with you. Number one, tell us a little about yourself and your occupation and a little of your bio.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is having a great Sunday. And again, Ms. McNeil, Mr. Calloway, thank you for having me and inviting me and giving me the opportunity to promote my candidacy for council in District 5 in Riviera Beach. And thank you for everyone who is attending. My name is William Wiley. I'm born and raised here in the city of Riviera Beach. And my career consists of being a United States Marine for 8 years and also a certified processor now currently with the Palm Beach County Courthouse. My full-time job is the honors algebra teacher at Roosevelt Middle School, even though I have taught at Palm Beach Lakes also. And I'm on your planning and zoning board for the city of Riviera Beach. And for those who don't know what the planning and zoning board is, that's an advisory board to city council. We assist in the process of land development and building construction within the city. And I'm also on my third year for the CDC board, which is your community development board, which assists in the redevelopment of Riviera Beach. We acquire, rehabilitate, and operate affordable housing units for our residents, and also provide safe and sanitary and affordable housing for needed families and to take care of our senior citizens. We also participate in neighborhood improvements such as beach cleanups, garden events, and neighborhood assistance, and such to hang to contribute to the overall economic development of the city. For those who are familiar with the colleges, the great HBCU, I attended the Florida A&M University, where I received a master's degree in public administration and a business degree, a BS degree in business economics, and I also did an internship for my master's degree at the Florida House of Representatives. Once I left Tallahassee, I managed two top 50 organizations, such as FedEx and Office Depot, for almost 10 years. And now I've been here in Palm Beach County School District for 10 years as a teacher. I was also an athletic director, and I ran numerous after-school programs and Saturday school programs and raised money as a program I have for kids who were underprivileged to be able to go to Grad Bash and raise that money by receiving donations and assistance from businesses in Riviera Beach so kids can actually have a chance to enjoy a once-in-a-lifetime experience in the community. I want to be part of this community, be more involved in this community by educating myself and being more involved. I do a lot of volunteer work here in the community, and I want to be able to make this community the best it possibly can be. My mom taught at Suncoast for 33 years. Her name was Barbara Wiley, and she was on the library board for numerous years, and she also was a Florida A&M president of West Palm Beach chapter. So for my desire is to do the same things and follow her footsteps to be able to take care of our community, do the things to put our city on the map, and just be a positive outlook on our community. And hopefully we can make this a great place to be able to, where it already is, but make it a better place to be able to live, work, and play.
Thank you very much. That was outstanding. And I can concur with everything you said, because your mother was two grades behind me. She graduated in 1956 from Roosevelt, and I graduated in 58. I graduated in 56. I knew her really well, just like I knew your father. Actually, I coached your father when he was in Little League.
Wow.
But I need to say to you, you said two things that is very important. And since you own the housing board and other boards, with the library and the senior citizen board, I'm quite sure that the mayor, Ronnie Felder of Riviera, told the council, and you probably heard it out now, he wanted me to join him to go and get all the ministers of Riviera and ask them with their parishioners. And once a month, they will give X amount of money. He didn't say how much, whatever they can afford, $50, $100, $200. And it will be given to a minister, and actually we've already talked to Dr. Drayton to be handling that. He's a pastor of St. James over there on 35th and 34th Street. We have about 500 houses that the youth recreation, our guys, we've been working with this all the time, but just didn't have the funds. We're going to go in with the restoration of those houses, like on the south end of Riviera, what they call the project down on George mm-hmm. Street. You know what I'm talking about. You grew up on the south end. All your mm-hmm. people came out in that area. Houses been built 40, 50, 60 years ago. You know good and well some of the things, the roof, the floors, plumbing is leaking, you got mildew, you got mold. And when I talk to senior citizens and they're living in a house with mold and mildew, that's affecting their health. We got to do better. Now, the city cannot pay for everything. That's why we're asking the churches and other business and then get volunteers to help out. Now, you mentioned about the senior citizens. I need you to enlighten me where you are. Are you willing to be a part of this monumental, momentous, whatever word you want to use, we're going to go out here and try to help out our seniors?
Absolutely, Mr. Calloway. As stated before, one thing I've always wanted to do, and since I've been here and I'm in my hometown, I've always volunteered and assisted at food drives, you name whatever it is. And I spoke to the mayor before when he got elected. If you ever need me for anything, please give me a call and let me know. I'll adjust my business schedule to be able to do things in the community. Just yesterday, I went over to Heron Estates and talked to some of the senior citizens there about some of the issues that they were having there. And some they're going to need some assistance there, and that's something I can possibly talk to you about later on, about some of the things that they possibly would need and some of their complaints. But I'm all on board for helping out our youth and getting our youth ready. Of course, that's why I decided to be a teacher, to be able to help out with our youth. And I also want to be able to help out our senior citizens. And like you said, some of the houses that I've been in, because my part-time job, I travel a lot, and I'm around seeing the houses here in the city of Riviera Beach. And like you said, they need a lot of work. And a lot of times these senior citizens do not have the ability or do not have the family or friends to be able to assist or help them in that. And that's another reason why I desired to join the CDC board, because they went around and did that type of work in the community. So, yes, sir, Mr. Calloway, I'm definitely on board to be able to help out with anything that has to do with helping out our senior citizens, because they were the people who actually raised us, and we need to do the same thing for our kids. And hopefully we can do that to help build up our community. So, yes, count me in.
That's beautiful, because one thing as a teenager, we are striving, want the time to pass, fly, because they want to be an adult. And so when you become an adult, the next thing you want to do is live a long time and be a senior citizen.
Right.
There are a lot of advantages when you get to be a senior citizen. But same things you have to take care on your own. But I do know the quote from the Africans, it takes a village to rear a child. So we can't forget about the elderly because we're putting all the emphasis on the youth. We're not going to take away anything from the youth or the mid-adults, but we're going to look after our senior citizen. I think our senior citizen place at Lindsay Davis, where the center there, and is ran by Alice McCullough and Gwen Oates. I think they're doing a fantastic job. Now, the pandemic got us laid back, but we're still doing things. On the last Saturday in February, we will be at Cunningham Park right there on between 30th and in 29th Street off S Avenue. And if you go to 29th and 28th off of Arla, you're going to run right into R.J. Henry Christian School. We're going to feed all the elementary kids and their parents in both schools on that Saturday. I would like for you to be out there when the Youth Recreation is doing this along with the mayor. This is one of the mayor's proposals to reach the people in that area. And, of course, he's running for mayor again. We don't mind that. We were over on the Christmas over on the 18th of December. You out there when Troderick McCoy, he had sponsored the Christmas meal, because that's his
right district.
I think all elected officials in their district should come back and help out with the other people's district, but mainly make sure their district, they have these outings like that. Now, you give me your opinion about that.
Absolutely. Even though we work as one unit and everyone, all the people and everyone in the community votes on everything, but every specific person should make sure that their specific district is taken care of, and just to build a solid community. I would love to, with all the participation that we have here, it doesn't matter whether it's here or whether it's over at the park. Like you say, you invited me over to Tribex event, and I was over there helping out, whether it's at a food giveaway, whether it's a turkey giveaway, whether it's at Wells Gym doing work there, whether it's at the Callaway Center. I'm always there helping out and volunteering and doing work, and definitely contributing to everyone's assistance, because at the end of the day, we're helping out the people in the community. It's not necessarily, you know, who is going against who far as election or anything. The people come first in our community, and we need to make sure that's the main goal, is to uplift our community first, and then try to make sure that, for myself, wanting to get into city council to be able to do more things. That's just my idea, and that's what my goal is, and that's what my desire is, just to be able to do more things in our community. But other than that, at the end of the day, being born and raised here in the city of Riviera Beach, right here in Federal Gardens, my idea is just to make sure that everyone in my community is doing well. For example, I decided to be a teacher. I managed FedEx and Office Depot, and I did very well there. I decided to leave that job strictly because at one point in time I saw the effect that my mother had at her job with the kids who were so appreciative, and how they had grown, and how they had, thanks for my mom helping them get into college or helping them with certain things or whatever. And I saw the effect that it had on them and how it raised up the community. And a lot of people in the community now, the first thing they'll say is, man, your mom was, she was such a great woman. She did this for me. She did that for me. And I hear all these great stories. So the same thing, I decided to do the same thing because I wanted to be able to uplift my community the same way. So no matter what district it is, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't matter. My job, as what my desire is, to help out our community in its entirety. Of course, I'm going to take care of the district that I'm taking for, but I'm running for District 5, which is pretty much the at-large group. So therefore, I will be assisting everyone. But more importantly, not only helping out people in my community, helping out the other members of council help out in their districts also.
Well, I'm pleased you said that. Number one, you always want to take care of your district, and because you're at large, you really, every district is yours. The main thing that you touching the lives of all those young people that you're tutoring, well, that's part of your job. But when you give some of your time and back out there and rolling your sleeve up, there's nothing more important when elderly people, regular age people, or kids come back and say, thank you. You were out there.
Absolutely.
You gave us a helping hand, help them get off to college. We're big on scholarships, and that's what I want to talk about. See, because you mentioned going up to A&M. And, of course, when you think of the blackness in Florida, when it was FAMC, before people knew anything about Florida A&M, it was FAMC. It was a college, then now it's a university. Half of my family went to Florida A&M, and the other half went to Bethune-Cookman. It's
mm-hmm.
important whether you go out to a major school, a four-year school or two-year school, but we got to do better with trade school. We got to
right.
get kids who are not going to qualify to go anywhere, but they need to be trained while they're in the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade about on-the-job training. And there's a sample in our host here. They're putting together things for construction, a building. And then we
right.
we want people to learn the business aspect. I'm going to give you a case in point. 2 years ago, we took a busload of kids down to the Dolphin game. We didn't take them last year because of the pandemic, and now they're this year. And we were interviewing the kids, and everybody said they want to be a player, like, or to play for the Dolphins and all this stuff like that. And there was a reverend on the bus. He asked the question, and he said, Mr. Calloway, what's your opinion? I said, what they should be doing is trying to get themselves in a position not to worry about playing. I want them to go up and try to own the Dolphins. See, we
Absolutely.
Have to teach people. I think that I learned a lot of this from Miss Ann McNeil, our host here. She strives for being the owner of something, not just having a job. Selling for a job all the time is not the best thing. If you fail from being the owner of being the business, you're always going to get a job if you want to work hard. But that's
right.
what I want you to be a part of. Be the drum major for introducing young people, young men and young women. Now, I'm going to give you a case in point. I told you before we got on the air, this is a tough time for me because I lost a son by the name of Walter Kenny Morrow. Everybody knew him, but because he's part of the Cray family, he used to run the barbecue
oh.
for Herman
yeah.
over there on
right.
27 and 28. Because of him, and I'll say at his funeral and I'll say it at my retirement, we will give 2 scholarships in his honor in perpetuity from here on in. We're going to go and send them to the culinary art school, learn to be a chef cook, not just being a short order cook. I want them to be a chef cook, a female or a male. If you research the amount of money that chef cooks and people running restaurants and big business and hotels, the money, nobody going to start on $150,000 a year. Nobody.
Right, right.
Does that make any sense? See, we don't put that emphasis on that. How you feel about that?
I feel a good. You need to have more technical programs like that. Being in the school system, I identify quickly the amount of kids that actually take education serious, but the kids have other talents. The kids have other talents to do other things. They may be good with their hands. They may be good with fixing things. You know, college isn't for everyone. But my goal is to at least get them to the point to where they can balance a checkbook, because at some point in time, I want them to be educated enough to be able to make money, but also be able to keep their money. I also want to teach them how to be able to be successful at whatever job that they're doing, to where I always tell them, hey, listen, you don't want to be an employee at McDonald's. That is fine. But I want you to go in there and learn the job so you can be the manager, because the manager makes a lot of money. So you want to go in there and get the mindset of being a boss and trying to educate yourself to be a supervisor. And at some point in time, you can get ownership, because if you own a McDonald's, you'll be a millionaire in 2 years. So a lot of times that I'm trying to teach the kids in the school system how to obtain information and how to utilize their resources. But again, if you don't want to go to school, then that's fine, but you still have to learn these basics, because when you become a good plumber or you become a good engineer or whatever field you want to be in, or fixing refrigerators, you're still going to need that skill set to be able to balance your checkbook and be able to make investments, so therefore you don't have to work for 50 or 60 years. You'll be able to invest and make money and be able to relax and sit down and make money while you're sleeping. So, again, I try to give kids that opportunity to be able to do that, but you're absolutely right. We need technical programs here in our community that's going to teach them how to build a refrigerator or how to put, you know, how to do construction or whatever, because every kid is not going to go to college.
Well, you see, you can be one of the soldiers in the Army. A lot of kids will relate to you much more now than a person 85 and 84 and 75 years of age like I am. Only reason why I get away with it, because I've been doing it so long and everybody know it's a household name. But lecturing or speaking to a bunch of kids out there on the playground, out there in the park, going to Kennedy, like we got a program over there, John F. Kennedy, trying to help with that and make from boys to men, and doing a lot of things with them, because we got so many homes with no father. It's no two parents.
Right.
And sometimes it's the grandparents or the uncle and aunt. We must be, sir, good parents. That just all to that. And I think
again,
that you mentioned about investment. And once again, the first lady of this show, Ann McNeil's daughter, Peony, she is working with us. We got kids that put up last year, it'll come up pretty soon. We asked about 12 people to sponsor 12 kids. And we went and invested their money into, $20 a month. But I had 12 people to put up the $240. That's what $20 a month would come to.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them they're going to have to get a little job, whether it learn to be a paper boy or whatever, cut somebody grass, and save $20 a month. So when they start in the 6th and 7th grade, now just think if they invest $240 for 6 or 7 years, when they finish high school, they're going to have enough money to pay for their own tuition.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
See, I need you to be a part of that, because you're a mathematician anyhow. You need to be a part of that. The first thing you said, that they got to, when they make money, they got to learn how to
invest it.
To earn money without working for it, in investment. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
so, yes, count me in, Mr. Calloway.
Well,
yes, sir. I'm here. Thanks.
what I like to do with William, I always call him Willie, but William is the name because his daddy was Willie. Let me say this to you. That is important to me because my health is failing and I need to have the baton pass over somebody locally. And you have really done your job because you've asked me numerous times in the last 2 or 3 years, if I need you, just call you. You were always ready. Now I'm calling you.
And
the
here.
Next thing I need to do for you to make sure in through this week coming up, and you call, and we'll get together, and we'll put together something that will be very valuable. Because I need you when we go to, you need to be with us on it's a second Sunday in February, Black History Month, which is right around the corner. We
right.
will be at St. James at 10 o'clock in the morning. Their service starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we are part of the program there. And actually, Ann McNeil will be giving a, not a recital, but a remark about Black history. What is the origin of Black history? Why is it so important? When did it start or whatever? She's on program there along with her class of 1972 for the 100 year of Riviera, and my church, the same as 100 year too. Their class is honored as the number one class in all the graduation of classes in City Riviera because of their activism and going out helping, and they're doing a wonderful job. But I'm telling you that you should be there because of, I'm part of putting the program together for Reverend Drayton that day.
Okay.
I know all you have to do is get with me, and I'll have Artie. We making up the program because of, like, Terrion Nelson's coming in there, going to sing a song. We're going to bring someone else, and we're just going to visit there, and we're going to have the Virginia Baker to send a bus out there with a lot of the vaccine from 7 to 2 or 3.
Okay.
Anybody need a shot of vaccine, they can get it there. We have to do that. We have to get together a cooperation of volunteers and sit around and every now and then put together something and don't give up on it. See, we have a tendency to put together something, and then we get a lot of failures. Now, if you out on a basketball court, you shot 7 times, encourage it 7 times, I guarantee you, you may miss some of them, but after a while, you keep shooting. You can't give up. You got to go out there, and we got to get the young people. When I call young people, I'm talking about your age and a little below that, because of the Bible teaches us that Jesus took the old man because he knew the road, but he took the young man because he could carry the load. And that's what we need to do. We need to share
right.
our knowledge and experience.
Absolutely.
Am I going too far here now?
No, I'm right on board with that.
You will get with me, and we'll talk about numerous other things, but putting together some with that scholarship for the because if you ever learn how to cook, you can get jobs. You can go into people's houses. A lot of people, a lot of Black people survive with cooking for those people in Palm Beach for years. And they are paid well for that. And we got more tourism than anybody. That's where we make all our money in South Florida. And restaurants always looking for people that can cook. So we'll do that. Now, Ann, is there something you want to ask him?
I am just getting ready to send you something over about coding for students. So I think that what we're discussing in terms of the future for the city and changing the mindsets of our young people and starting with those of us that kind of like skip the generation, if you will, of giving and serving. And so we're very excited, Mr. Wiley, to have you on and sharing your vision for the city and what you are looking to do, and what you're currently doing. So you're not just waiting to be elected. You're currently working and will continue to work. And so we're just very excited about having that. But I'd like to find out, because I know we're right about to wrap up, but if you have any closing remarks or anything you'd like to share that we have not discussed yet.
Oh, well, one thing I wanted to express to everyone, because I gave my background of everything that I tried to do and achieve in the city, but I never told why. Throughout my career, I've always been in the leadership capacity, you know, either supervising at FedEx, the operations manager at FedEx Home Delivery, military duty. I was a guide in my platoon. Even as being a teacher at the middle school and the high school level, I always wanted the responsibility to be able to serve and protect, and then be able to protect others and be able to care for others. My desire to represent City Council District 5 in the city of Riviera Beach is to help assist and contribute in making my hometown city the best, as we say, the best city to work, live, and play. But I also want to be able to make sure that it progress, it thrives, and it also succeeds at the same time. In the learning process, instead of trying to teach my kids also that don't wait until the day of the test to start studying, you want to go through the learning process in the beginning. So just as myself, learning process for government, I got myself prepared for this moment. I've taken Kashamba Miller Anderson's Riviera Beach Leadership Academy class, I think five years ago. It was the first class she had to understand what the city's infrastructure is. I attend the city meetings every month for the past 5 to 6 years to educate myself on the community and the importance of topics and events that's going on in the city. And like I said, that's something that I wanted to make sure that I understood. And 3 years ago, like I said, I joined the Planning and Zoning Board and the CDC Board because I believe in preparation is important in the process rather than just coming in and learning while on the job. If I had the opportunity and was blessed enough to be in this position of representing District 5 in the city of Riviera Beach, I wanted to come in and hit the ground running and be able to know what I was doing from the beginning, because my community can't afford for me to make any mistakes, because our future depends on that. I believe in obtaining knowledge is key, and being able to give my friends, the peers, my coworkers in my community very accurate information so we can make better judgments on the things that we are doing in our community, and hopefully we can bring in the right people to be able to do the right things in our city so our city can elevate. I got plans. I have a lot of plans. I haven't spoken about them, but again, being a school teacher, I want to be able to work with Lincoln Elementary and Washington Elementary and West Riviera and JFK to be able to make sure that our schools get the necessary resources and assistance to be able to get these schools to the A and B level. I want to bring back a high school here to where our kids cannot go to a Dwyer or go somewhere out of the city when these kids are homegrown right here in the city, and people like Mr. Ron, people like Mr. Calloway, people like Mrs. Brazil, Mr. Clark have developed these kids over the years in the community at our gymnasium, to where these kids need to be represented by our city. So I would love to get a high school back here to where we can have our kids not being shipped off so far, to where we can have our homegrown kids right here. For government, I want to be able to create policies to enforce accountability and be able to give transparency to the citizens so they can know what our administration is doing. In the process of managing FedEx and Office Depot, I learned how to create SOPs, the standard operating procedures. And as a teacher, I had lesson plans, so I always have a guideline or a map to how things should be done and how things should operate. I want to be able to create a bunch of activities for the children here in the community so they can stay busy, so we can lower our crime rate and keep our kids busy. But let's not forget one most important thing. I want to be able to have activities for our adults also to be able to keep them busy. Maybe they can do things with the kids so the kids can build a better bond with the parents and everything. So have something to at these parks at the gorgeous Mr. Calloway facility, to where we can have things with the kids and the families to where they can go out and they can bond together. And I want to be able to bring in a restaurant to where we can at least be able to get off work one day and come home, drive up the block, and be able to go to a nice restaurant and see some local friends that are right here in Riviera Beach. So I have a lot of goals. I have my own mindset. I have things that I want to accomplish and things that I want to do with our city. And it all has to do with growth and becoming, like I say, a great city to be able to live, work, and play. And I just hope I get the opportunity and the support to be able to do so. Again, thank you for allowing me to come on to be able to express you know, my desire to be with the city council. And like I say, Ms. McNeil, I heard so many good things about you and some of the accomplishments you had, and I've told you that before when we've spoken. And, of course, I love Mr. Calloway to death because my family talks about him as he's the godfather of the city. So I do appreciate you guys having me on your show, and thank you.
Thank you very much. I think you are outstanding. And don't get away from, if you elected, one of the main things you should be trying to do is get us a Golden Corral or some kind of restaurant on our Broadway and make that a beautiful place where we in 5 to 10 minutes of getting over there and go and enjoy ourselves on that. All the cities
Absolutely.
Around us got a better downtown. That's supposed to be what we call our downtown. That's the worst place on but we got here. Blue Heron
absolutely.
Is better than our Broadway.
Yep.
So
and absolutely, and be able to keep the money in our community.
Restaurant, and we used to have restaurants on there. See, the reason why I brought up something like a Golden Corral, we got so many senior citizens in Riviera. You want to go in
yep.
a place where you have to pay $40 or more to eat. You go out to Golden Corral, that's $9 for senior citizens.
Absolutely.
$10. So I can take a lot of senior citizens in there with my budget and my little money. So therefore, we don't get away from that. And one of the things that I said to you publicly, the most important thing that an elected official or a person who want to be elected is get to be people-friendly and know the people. Let them know them. See, when you go to those parks and everything like that, everybody want to talk to you. They want you to be people-friendly. But when we have big jobs, what I said, elected officials, the 12 department heads, they need to go back there. You need to put that on the road. They need to spend time going up and down and out there and in different churches. When you're running, you go to every church, ask them for support. But when you get in there, you forget about them. Every now and then, make a periodic appearance. Not your church, somebody else's church. I'm
right.
finished. That's my remark. Good luck. And then call me. Give me pass this week. And I'm ready to sit down with you.
Absolutely, sir. Definitely will.
All right, everybody. You have been listening to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And you have been listening to William Wiley, candidate for Riviera Beach City Council, District 5, and Dan Calloway. Again, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am still convinced that we're leaving our diamond mines in our backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamond finds when, in fact, the ones we're seeking are found in our own hometown. So until next time, we'll see everybody next week, same time, same podcast, every Sunday, live at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, everybody. See you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.